Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Ayin Aleph. And we are on the Mishnah, Ayin Amabez, here involved in the last Perek's Mishnayos. Again, we have a number of Mishnayos left. Again, a lot of Liradeya in Yanim, but still through the eyes of Yayin Nesach. All the Hilchas Kashrus that we have in this last Perek starts through the eyes of Yayin Nesach, and then we branch off in terms of Min Bamino and Min Bishaino Mino and Nosin Tam Lefgam and all the various sugyas that have come up in this discussion. So the Mishnah says, what happens if we have attacking armies coming through the city, and we're not sure whether the barrels were touched or whether they were touched l'shem nisuch? Says the Mishnah, boleshes shenichnas l'ir b'shas shalom chav b'shas shalom. If you have boleshes, you have an attacking army, right? Rashi says, what's the word boleshes? Al shem shemechabsin v'chotrin kari l'hu boleshes. They search out and they dig under. Right, that's the unculus that's used by Yosef, and they were searching for the goblet. So that's the unculus used by Chapes uvalash. So Balasha shnechnas l'ir. So they will go to a city b'shas shalom at a time of peace. Chavios psuchos. The open barrels are asuros. Stumos mutaros. The closed barrels are mutter, because you assume any open barrels would have been touched. B'shas shalom, they're calm. They're not so taru that they wouldn't touch or menasech the barrels. So therefore, the open barrels are usher. B'shas melchama, but if it's wartime, elu butaros, lefi shein p'nai lanasech. But if it's wartime, then everything's butter, even the open barrels, because we assume that there was no p'nai lanasech, there was no p'nai to do nisach, they're just busy fighting the war or running away, and therefore, we will say that they are all mutter. Again, this chilah comes up in various other contexts also. In Yevamis, this comes up. If a man left his wife, b'shal shalom, b'shal melchama, do you assume he's alive or not? Again, this is just the reality, the chiluk that comes up in various contexts. Tosfos points out that the open barrels are usur during peacetime, mashma afilu tuva, right? Even a lot of barrels, but didn't we say earlier on yesterday's daf, didn't we say that, well, if they did a lot more than they were going to drink, then you could assume lakula. You could assume that they opened it at the mamona, kidda armina la el gabe pulmasa. Like we said up above on the top of the umud regarding pulmasa, right? Rashi explained that. That was the Rosh Gayas, that was the head of the army. What's the difference? So says Tosus, Vahainu Mishum, to pulmasa boim ligbos masa melech varnona. The whole point of the pulmasa is to collect money. They're coming to a shlichus of the king. That's why we give you mekel and say that that's the mamona paschu, that maybe they opened it al das money. But boleshes are dafka coming to use the wine to make personal usage of it, drinking it or being menasech it. So that's why the only reason Tosfos is saying that we're allowed to be mekel earlier by the case of Pulmasa wasn't stam because there's more than they could have drunk, but it's more than they could have drunk, and they came l'shem collecting money. So if that's the case, that's where we could be mekel. But in a case where it just happens to be more than maybe he opened this one and he didn't like it, he opened another one, right? Even if there's more, we won't have that kulas. That's the question of ma bein, the case of boleshes to the case of Pulmasa. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Vermini, I'll ask you a stira to Mishnah in Ksubis, which the Gemara there also asks it, there in the second parak. Ir shekafshu karkom, a city which a marauding army came and surrounded, called Kohanos shebetocha psulos. All the wives of Kohanim in the city are psulos, meaning they have to get destroyed, divorced from their husband. Why? Because we assume that they were violated. And we know that an Ashes Kohen is Asura Labaila, even if Nansa, Rahman al-Islam, one of the tragic cases in Halacha. So, why does our Mishnah say that there's a chilek between B'shas Shalom and Shas Melchama? The Mishnah there says that there's no chilek, right? That's all cases, Asuros, because Yesh Pnai Livo, right? So there's Pnai, there's enough time for Bia, but there's not enough time for Nisuch, right? Is that what we have to assume? I think our answer is yes. Amar of Mari Lenasech Ein Penai Liv Ol Yesh Penai. Lenasech, to go out of one's way to do Avodah Zarah, so then there isn't p'nai b'shas melchama. Livol, there's always p'nai. Ein apu shabbos l'arayis, there's no greater yetzahara than gili arayis, and therefore there's always p'nai labia, and that's why in that case all the nashim that are eishes kohen must get divorced, right? That's what Rashi says. Kol chodos hanimsos b'toch ha-psulos l'baleya de'eshes kohen asura afa'ones avol eshes Yisrael lo ha-ha-cha de'shas melchama hi v'ktani asuros yishmei livol even shas melchama. So our Mishnah says shas melchama, you don't have to worry, and that Mishnah says shas melchama, you do have to worry. The answer is, because it's talking about two different contexts. Just like we had previously, right? We had the kol shekein. We had the on the beginning of yesterday's daf. Even if need dakav la yisra da aveira yisra da diay nesach lo takav la, the yitzahara of aveira of gili arayis is stronger, and therefore even if you have the case where you have the Jews and the non-Jews sitting around with the zona, so that's what the Gemara also said, that the yitzar of the gili arayis is stronger. The Ritva notes here that if you're looking subis taf chav zayin, there's another answer given in the Gemara there that's not given here. The answer of it depends on whether it's the same malchus or a different malchus. Right, different, another chiluk between the Mishnayos, but the Ritva says that chiluk doesn't make any chilukim regarding Yayin Nesach. Maybe for protection of women and chshad of whether anything happened there, then it makes a chiluk in that area of halacha. But in our area of halacha, it doesn't make a difference, and therefore it doesn't quote that answer. V'dichvasa says the Ritva, the perek beis deksubis, mishanina bashinu yachrina. So first the Ritva says, maybe it's not a lacha lamaisa, that answer. No, I disagree. There's a big discussion of it there. So it sounds like we paskin that way. We just mentioned yesterday or the day before, that's not such a raya. Sometimes we're shakal v'tari even in a shita lo alib de hilchasa. Okay, but avalanachon, the Ritva says, the answer that he likes is, dehu piruka lo itmar elele inyin masnisan dahasam. Only the Mishnah there, it makes a difference, ula mishri ba b'charkum shal malchus acheres, to matir the karkom, the attacking army of a different government. Right? Nobody thinks there's a, nobody argues on Rav Mari. Right? The line that Rav Mari says here, Lanasef ain p'nai, it doesn't matter which government is involved in this Medina that the army is attacking. That's why he doesn't bring it. So again, sometimes you have different Gemaras and you have a couple of answers given. It's not that the Gemara just quotes some in one context and hua din in the other. Here, the Ritva gives an example where that chilik doesn't hold up in our context. Good. So that's Rav Mari in the difference, the chilik of Lenisuch and Livel. So now we continue. Ha'umanin, getting back to the issue from the beginning of the parak, right? Wages or chilufin of avodah zarah money. Ha'umnin, the Bach takes out shell, and the other Rishonim take out shell. Ha'umnin Yisrael, sheshalach lem ovei kochavim, chavel shal yayinesa b'scharan. You have Jews that are working for an ovei kochavim, and instead of getting wages, the employer sent the bottle of yayinesa to the Jew in payment for his work. So what does the Jew do? Now he has this barrel of yayinesa. Right, it's asur bahana'a. So what does he do? Bischaran mutar lomar ten lanu es dameha. He can send it back and says, can I please have cash? You know, I'd rather, you know, you could take care of this, you could sell this and get money, but I want the cash. I don't want the yayin nesach. The Ritva says, not beferish. It's not like the Jew says to the non-Jew, sell this barrel of yayin nesach and give me its value. It just means take it back. It just means he doesn't have to accept it. And that is not considered... That's not considered getting money and benefit from Yayin Nesach, because it still does not belong to the Jew if it's on its way and he didn't make a kinyan on it yet. That's why the Jew is allowed to do that. But Mishenet Masal Rishus on Aser. But once it comes into the Rishus of the Jew, it is Aser, because then there is a kinyan, and if there's a kinyan, so then the Jew giving it back, that would be a problem. Once he's zochet to it, he can't get Hana'a from it. It's Aser b'Hana'a. Good. This discussion of let's just do the Gemara and then we'll make a comment. Says the Gemara, "Marvida Marav, Mutter La Adam Lo Mar Lo Vikol Chavim Say Vahafes Alai Menasa Melech." A Jew could tell an Ovei Kochavim, "Go, please pay for me my portion that I owe the king." What exactly is it? There's a certain tax that was paid, and the Jew could ask the non-Jew to pay, even though the non-Jew might use Yayin Nesach in order to pay on behalf of the Jew. So we don't look at that as shlichus. We don't look at it as if the non-Jew is doing something for the Jew, and the Jew is giving Yayin Nesach to the governmental official. No, we don't look at it like that. If he just says, go pay this, pay for me my portion, so that's good enough. Rashi, because this is going to be in contrast to what's coming up. See the first Rashi on the Gemara. Arnona, she'enostim mitfu oseyen umi behebo oseyem isur. Right, they give a portion, maybe a 10% from their animals, from their tfua. V'yisrael zeh shechayev lasis lamelech yayin muter lomer lo'ovik al-chavim hafeis alai. This Jew could tell this ovik al-chavim to give it for me. Even though he's giving Yayin Nesach, Yisrael hu parei dame, and the Jew is paying for it, right? The Jew is going to pay back the non-Jew. Still, kivan tahavi matzi l'sluke l'shlicha d'malka bezuze. Since he could give money, the Ovik HaChadim could give money, he chooses to give Yayin Nesach. I didn't tell him to give Yayin Nesach. Ki yov le'Ovik HaChadim Yayin Nesach lav shluche di Yisrael hu. That's not called shlichus of the Yisrael, and therefore that is mutter in that case, where he says, hafeis alai menas hamelach. As long as it doesn't say specifically, do it with this item, it is mutter, right? That comes up elsewhere also. Let's say for Amir al-Akum, right? Am I allowed to give something to a non-Jew, and the non-Jew can do the malacha on Shabbos or on Sunday? But I give something to the dry cleaners, to a non-Jewish dry cleaners on Friday. So if I give it 2 minutes before Shabbos, then I say I'm picking it up 2 minutes after Shabbos, that's a problem. But if I give it on Friday morning and I say, yeah, I'll pick it up on Monday. So then even if they do it on Shabbos, that's not a problem because I didn't tell them. And where does shlichus come in? So that's the machlokas we mentioned earlier in this mesechta. Remember, the three shitas in the Rishonim, what exactly is the basis for the Isra of Amir Lakum? Right, where we discussed this back on Daf Tesvav. Back on top, Tesvav and Aleph, that's where the Rashi is. Rashi says, what is the Svara, Midirabanan, for the Isra of Amir La'akum? So Rashi there says, based on the Pasuk in Nishayo, Amir La'akum is Fedaber Dover. Right? Your words are supposed to be different on Shabbos than they are during the week. Rashi said, Umash Asul Yisrael, Lomar Lovik Al-Chavim, Asay Li Kach, Zomibshim, Mimso Chefsachav, Fedaber Dover, Dibur Asur. That is Rashi in Avodah Zarah. Rashi at the end of Masechta Shabbos, Kufnun Gimel, says, no, a different svara. Yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. Based on one version, one nusach of a Gemara in Bava Metzia, around Ayin Aleph or so, that's another day in Rashi. Right, there's shlichus. Usually, akum are excluded from shlichus. On a Durabana level, they can be included, shlichus l'chumra. So that is number two. And the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos says, it's a gzera. Zair, I might come to do it. If I have a non-Jew do malacha for me, then I might come to do malacha for myself. Those are the 3 days in the Rishonim for Amir La'akam. There is a smog that says Amir La'akam is Daraisa. We generally don't assume that. We assume Amir La'akam is only in Isser Durabana. Good. But if you say like that Rashi of Shlichus L'chumras, then in the world of Amir La'akam, that's what you're talking about. You're talking about Shlichus. So then we have to figure out certain cases are mutter because it's not really considered a shliach. If I don't tell a non-Jew when to do it, or what happens if I have a non-Jew wash some dishes for me? I didn't tell him to use hot water or not. I told him to wash dishes. He chooses to use hot water. That's his choice. So again, that's not called a shliach. If the shliach could do it in more than one way, and I leave it open, one way is mutter, one way is usser, and he chooses it to do in the usser way, so then that's not my problem, and therefore that's not called my having a shliach to do something usser. So here too, if the Jew tells the non-Jew, pay the king for me, I didn't tell you to pay the king with Yai Nesach, so therefore I would be nehaneh from Yai Nesach and have to pay you back, and it would be chalifin. No, I just told you to pay the portion. And if I just told you to pay the portion, that's all I expect. Anything more than that is unexpected and not considered shlichus in that regard. Good. If you look in, let's do the Gemara, and then we'll do the Rambam. Meisvei says the Gemara, is this really true? What Rav says, that Rav says, you can tell the Ovei Kochavim, go and pay my portion. Meisvei al yomar adam la Ovei Kochavim, ol tachtai la otsar. A person shouldn't say to an Ovik al-Chavim, sounds like a similar case, carry, go instead of me to the Otsar. right, to the one who is collecting. Again, Rashi has 2 days here. What it means, the second day of Rashi is that Otsar is like from the treasury. Mamuna al Hotsar is Yain Veshemin Shomelach Ligvos Veletzer. Says there, when the treasurer of the government is coming to collect, a Jew is not allowed to tell the non-Jew, go pay for me. So what do you mean? Why is that any different? So, Amarle, Rav, Ol Tachtai Lootzer Kaamrit. Well, you're asking me about that case. That you're asking me that's like Tachtai. What does Tachtai mean? In my stead. So, Halo Damya Elohaha, Aval Omer Lal Malteini Mina Otsar. Right? That's worse. Because that basically the Jew is saying, save me. Malteini Mina Otsar. By saying, you know, save me. So then, I'm sorry, my case is more similar to the case of Malteini Mina Otsar, where he says, just save me and help me out. So then that's why it's Kitten's Mutter. And that was the first case where he said, just pay for me. In this case, that's Usser, that's because he says, stand in my stead. So that's like a Lashon of Shlichus. If he says, stand in my stead, Tachtai, so then it's Ke'ilu, the Yisrael is giving it, and therefore it is worse. Sometimes Shlichus is determined by the formulation that is made between the Mishaleach and the Shliach. If you look at the Rambam here has a totally different case than the case of Mutter Lomar Lov, the case of Seva HaFeis Alai, is the opposite case. That's why the Ravid jumps on the Rambam, but the Kesef Mishnah says, it's okay, the Halach is correct, even if it has a totally different shot. The Rambam here in Machalas Asuros, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Chav Zayin. He has a totally different case. The end of Perek Yud Gimel, big Perek, 28 halachas. The Rambam says, Melech Shahaya Mechalek Yeno La'am. Totally opposite case than Rashi's shot. A king is giving out wine to the nation. Vilokeach mehen damav kifi mashiyirtz, and he's taking money from them based on how much he wants. Al yomar adam legoy. Halachamatayim zuz, here, take my money, take 200 zuz, v'ikaneis tachtai ba'otzer hamelech, and go stand in my stead, right, the seifa case, k'dei she'ikach ha'goy ha'yayin she'kasu b'shem Yisrael, v'yitin ha'goy adam en l'melech. That doesn't work. If a Jew gives Dovik HaChavim money, it says here, when the king gives out his famous wine and oil that he wants all of us to buy, pay for me in my stead. That's Aser, because he says Tachtai. Aval Omerlo, Halacha Matayim Zuz, Umalteini Mina Otsar. Here's 200 Zuz, go save me, please. Right, so then, that is cool, that is okay, because it doesn't specifically say it as a Shliach. So again, the Ravid here jumps on the Rambam. Amar Avram, Dvarav Mivolbalim Vistumim. Very confusing. Ella, melech sheyesh lo masal ha'am, laseis lo yayin, kolecha lefi mashehu. No, it's the opposite case. V'yesh al zeh Yisrael bor echad yayin, sheshava mea dinarim. This Jew has a bor that's worth 100 dinarim. Lo yomar lagoy, tol mea dinarim upul tachtai la'otzer ha'melech. Shehu ki'ilu amar lo, k'neili bor zeh, upar'eo la'melech bishvili. Aval omer lo, malteini min ha'otzer, demashba salkeini b'mos ha'elu, klomer, kabel ata alecha chov ha'melech, v'yu elu ha'mos shalcha. That is the Ravid. And the Kesef Mishnah says, I don't know what the Ravid is getting jumping on. Right? The Ravid's going like Rashi. The Rambam has a different shot of the Gemara. Okay. But they both could be correct. They both can be correct depending on the direction. Vani Omer says the Kesef Mishnah, Sha'adavar Yadua, Shadivri arrive at Alderach Rashi Zal, Vadivri Rabbeinu Kamosha Kasav Arashma, Vatara Sabayas, Shapir Shub Mixas Gaonim. Right, the Rambam often goes like a pshat of the Gaonim against Rashi. Ve'eni Roakan lo Bilbul v'lo Stima. I don't know what the Bilbul is, right, playing on the words of the Ravid. Dvarim Muvobalim Vistumim, the Kesef Mishnah says, there's no Bilbul, there's no Stima, and I think it is. It is understandable, just a different shot of the Gemara. Good. So again, it depends whether the non-Jew is acting as a shliach, and therefore it would be a problem of hanami ayin nesech, or not. The language also here is similar. It's looked at when the Jew says, save me. So is hatsala hana'a? Is that hana'a? A maisa hatsala? There is a tragic discussion. Again, it's a tragic discussion of the following case. Sometimes you have an act of Hatzalah that is really, if you look at it deep down, maybe it's not an act of Hatzalah, but it's looked at. So the Chashuki Chemet has a discussion here, but he starts off, in the middle he quotes the Chazon Ish. I'll start off with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish has the following tragic case. Let's say, the way that it was formulated, he talks about an arrow, but let's say, Rahman al-Islam, there's a man driving a truck, and all of a sudden the brakes go out. The brakes go out of the truck, and now the truck is just going, has a mind of its own, and is going into a big crowd of people.
He's going to get the big crowd and he's going to hurt, he's going to kill people. Is he allowed to turn the wheel so that the different, it goes into less people? There's only four people on the side, but there's 100 people in front of me. So if I turn the wheel, I am now going to kill people who aren't supposed to be killed because they're not in front of the truck, but I'm going to kill less people. So is the truck driver allowed to do anything? Is that a maisa of ritzicha because now he's killing people who were not forecast to kill? Or no, that's a maisa hatzala. So the Chazon Ish says that's a maisa hatzala. Chazon Ish is a maisa hatzala. You don't look at, people are getting killed anyway. They are what we might call a gavra katila. So now, turning that, you don't look at specific details of each person. You look at the kavana of the truck driver, and he's doing a maisa hatzala. And that's why that would be allowed. V'yesh la'ayin, rachmana l'slan. Be'echad roeh mechitz, holech laharog anashim rabim. Right, the case of an arrow. Let's say you're not even involved. You see an arrow going to kill many people. V'yachol lahatoso l'tzad acher, you could turn it to another side. V'yehare grak echad shebetzad acher. Only one person will be killed, instead of 20. Right, so you'll have to move the arrow. V'elu shebetzad ze yetzolu. V'im lo yaseh klum yargenu arabim v'ha echad yishar b'chayim. It's a fascinating question, even though it's a tragic question. This might not be similar to the famous discussion in Maseches Trumos, if the Goyim say, give us one of you or else we're going to kill all of you. Right? This is not the same. There, the giving over of one person might be called a lack of, right, an act of achzarius, an act of brazenness. Upepuula ze lekat alasachirim beteva shalpuula. Inherently, the act of giving someone over to be killed is not an act of hatsala inherently. Aval hamikre garam achshav hatsala lachirim gam. So it's just that the conditions make this into an act of hatsala. Gam hatsala sachirim kashur b'mashem moson lariga nefesh b'Yisrael. Aval hatoya sachitz mitzadzel etzad acher hi b'ikara p'ulas hatsala. Says the Chazon Ish, this is more an act of hatsala than the giving someone over to be killed. Got to work on that, but that's what he says. Ve'enek shura klal b'harigas hayachish b'tzad acher. Rak achshav b'mikre nimse b'tzad acher nefesh b'Yisrael ve'achareisha b'tzad ze yehargu nefashos rabos u'boze echad efshar. Efshar, doesn't say for sure. Efshar the yesh lanu lishtadu l'ma'ir avedas yisrael kachol mai the efshar. Maybe. And then he quotes from Lulainus and Papus, right? The Gemara and Tainus Daf Yud Ches. They allow themselves to be killed bishvil lahatzil es yisrael. That's his discussion. So what happens? He has the case. What happens if two people are parachuting and their parachutes get tangled? Chavad l'slan, and now they're both going to die. But if the one of them cuts the other one's parachute, then they'll be able to live, and the other person will die. Are they allowed to do that? Is that a maisa of killing? Right? Or not? So the Chashuk HaChemet says his netia would be like the Chazon Ish. That's an act of hatsala. Because right now they're both going to die. Right? So right now cutting the parachute doesn't mean that you are, and they're each rodef each other, and there are cases like that, like the case of the mother and the baby, right? Each rodef each other. But he quotes, the chutim of the other parachute for two reasons. Number one, they're both going to die anyway. And the Rabbi Kiva Eger on Mishnah is there in Allah says, if both the mother and the baby are going to die, then you're allowed to kill the baby, even if the baby's halfway out, because that's the halacha. They're each rodev each other if they're both going to die. Also, lenir dav atzmo mutal haragas harodev. He quotes from the Meiri, even in the case of nefesh mipnei nefesh, indoch nefesh mipnei nefesh. Either way, this is a discussion here relating to boleshes and hatsala. That's what he brings up on the Gemara. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah. Hamocher yenal ovik achavim. So if somebody's selling wine to a non-Jew, Pasagat shalom adad damav mutarin, if he was posek a price, they agreed upon a price before the guy measured out the wine, damav mutarin, then the value that he's going to pay is mutar. Why? Because when the guy touches it and measures it and it's going to become yayin nesach, it's already his. And therefore it's not called the Jew's yayin nesach that the guy touched, and therefore memele he wouldn't be able to pay, since the price was already set. Dama mutarin, so then the damim is it is mutter. The guy is ready. Koni, as Rashi says, kishemodeit hainu mishicha v'kani ov v'kachavim miyad ta'avalei liyisrael zuze gabi odoh kachavim. The guy owes him money, right? And therefore, it is mutter. But madan achal apatak, if the guy measures out the wine before they agree upon the price, so when he's just measuring it, it still belongs to the Jew totally, you have no idea whether the deal is going to go through, so dam av asurin, so then the damim are going to be asur, because now it belongs to a Jew, and it's considered his yayin nesach. There is a discussion in the poskim, when somebody does a kinyan hagbah, does he have to have kavana for the hagbah? Right, what if I pick something up, but I have no kavana liknos? Is that good enough for a kinyan hagbah? Right, this is a bar mitzvah issue. Right, if I didn't pick it up and I just had kavana to pick it up beforehand and then somebody else gets it, that I didn't do the hagbah yet. So that is the question. The tour discusses this in Reish Ayin Hey, and the Ksos comments on the tour. If you look in the discussion of the Ksos and the tour in Reish Ayin Hey, the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the tour, Ha'oder b'nechzei ager, if somebody does a kinyan, or I should say that, he's just digging. If so, he's digging and hoeing in the property of a ger that died. Ukisavar shehem shelo, lo kana. He thinks it's his. He doesn't know it's the ger's to have kavana to be kona it, lo kana. He's not kona. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Ksos, vida. When do you say that he's not kona? Only by mitzia and nechzei ager, where it's a dvar hefker, and you have no kavana to be kona it, right? You mistakenly think it's yours. That's why it's not going to be nikna. Aval b'matana ki agavna kona. But what if somebody's giving it to you? Somebody's giving it to you, then it works. Kiva diika dasa cheres makne, avagavda makabe lo yada kiva shechse bo kona, zacha. As long as the Machna knows that he's giving it to you, then even if you don't have Das Liknos, it's going to be good enough. That's what the Kso says. And then he says, but this is problematic that you, again, Lamaisa, when it's Das Acharis Machna, you do not need Kavana Liknos, but if there's no Das Acharis Machna, you do. So he says, this is difficult, Kasha, Mehata Kasav Betur. This is difficult based on what it says in the Tur, in Yoredeya, Kuf, Lamed Beis. The Tur quotes, not the Tur's fault, rather the Tur quotes our Mishnah. Right, third quotes our Mishnah about the Akum is measuring. So if he picked it up first, the language of the Torah is Higbio Trila Liknos Kinao. Right, if he picked it up to be Kone, it is Kone. And the Beis Yosef says on the Torah there in Kuf Lamed Beis, Afa Bishigbio Bishashu Modeid, Lo Kana Mebresha Osa Hagba, Loha Yelakinin Elan Medida. The Beis Yosef says, why does the Torah Dafka say Higbio Liknos? Because if he only picked it up to measure, not to be Kone, so then it is not going to work. Says the Beis Yosef, that's why the Torah emphasizes, maybe this is how he understands the Mishnah, right? It's Dafka, if he had Kavana, to be Kona. Again, Bishashu Modeid, Ava Bishik Bio, Bishashu Modeid, Lo Kona, Bebreisha Osag Ba, Lo Hayel Kinya, La Medida. So now, says the Ksos, Lafi Masha Kasafti, Dadas Acheres Machre, Enu Tzara Kavana, La Kinyin. Right? You don't need Kavana Likdos if it's Das Acheres Machre. So here, the Jew is giving it to the guy. He's selling it to the guy. He's das acheres makne. So therefore, why isn't the guy kona it even without kavana liknos? That's the Ksos's question. Again, comparing the case of picking up nechat by the property b'nichse ager, but as he said, that's excluded because there's no das acheres makne. In regular case, das acheres makne by matane would work, unless you say here the Jew does not have kavana to give it to him until later in the deal, maybe. Let's see what the Torah says. V'nira the Eish L'yashev, L'fi Mashakasa B'divri HaRambam. D'ha Mahani Das Acheres Makne Gabi Katan Shizkem Min HaTorah Hainu Mishub D'zachin La'adam Shalo B'fanav. When do you say Das Acheres Makne could work? If there could be Zechia. It's basically, I'm Zocha on your behalf. I'm pushing it into your Rishus, and I'm Zocha it onto your behalf. Zechia doesn't apply to an Akum. Right? Different rules. There's no zechia to an akum, and therefore he's not in that world of zachin l'adam shlo b'fanav, and that's why it would not work. That's why it would not work here. One answer. There are other answers given as well. The Nesivus here in Nesivus in Simon Reish discusses the Rakim Bishasha Asa Hakinyan on Niskaven Amakna Lahaknos, as we just said. But Zemahani after Lokechlo Niskaven Lahaknos. if there's mamish da asacheres makra at the time that the kone, potential kone, picks it up. Masha'enkein hacha, kimo darmina shalokech lon iskavim b'shas medidu l'shem kinyin liknos, elohaya b'dayto l'medidu ba'alma, v'im yirza lachto yir b'shus b'yado, hachana armina b'mocher, shon iskavim b'medidu zu l'haklos rak l'medidu ba'alma. Right, maybe that's the pashup shot, right? Because there's no dasacheres makna here, right? The Ksov says there's dasacheres makna, but it doesn't work because it's a goy. The deceiver says there's no dasacheres makna here, because just like the goy doesn't have kavana liknos through the medida, the Jew doesn't have kavana to be makna it until later on when they discuss price and finalize the deal.
Especially if
we're talking about a davar aser, right? We're talking about yain nesach. He doesn't want it to run into problems.
He doesn't want
his daven to be asurin, right? He doesn't want the guy to touch. But the problem is the guy touching it even without kavan aliknos. So Yidavki, he wants the guy to be konit, right? The opposite. He wants the guy to be konit because if he touches it, so then there is. Maybe that's why the ksos doesn't say what he says, because the Jew wants it to be konit as quickly as possible. And the stipler has a third answer. He says the bekiya gamna shasa alokech meshicha o hagba l'shei medida v'lo hayav meshicha zoy nikicha la'atzva b'tur bal hamamon chisarn be'etza maisa kinyan. Shalohaisa b'tur hisnagus shlita kebailim. Vavichisorim be'etza maisa kinyan. There was no maisa kinyan here. Interesting. Three different chisronos. The Kso says there's a chisaron in the zechi, in the dasacharis makne itself, because you can't be, the goy can't be zocha. There's a chisaron in the kone. The Siva says there's a chisaron in the makne. He's not being makne now. And the stipler says there's a chisaron in the maisa kinyan itself. A maisa kinyan, as we discussed often in the world of kinyanim, is all about haraz bailus, a reflection of ownership. This is not a reflection of ownership. Just measuring something out is not a reflection of ownership. Because anybody who's potentially buying something, if he's just interested in buying something, that's not a potential, that's not a haraz bailus. That's not a reflection of ownership. And that's why there would be a problem in the maisa kinyan itself. Various answers given to be mechalik between the case. Even if you hold generally, das acheres makna works by kinyanim. Even if the kone does not have das liknos, still here, that would not be good. And that would not be good. That's the discussion there of the ksos in simin reish ayin hey. Good. Let's continue a little more. I forgot to mention it up above, the case of the umnin. Again, we'll get to it maybe later on if we can, but the rivash, at the end of the shuvas of the rivash, he has a 10-page kuntris be'inyin yisuri hana, zechia be'yisuri hana. So he quotes this Gemara in a few times, figuring out exactly, you know, how the yayin nesech money would be aser b'ana. Could he be zoche isuri hana? So there's a discussion there again, I don't have time to get back to it right now. But either way, let's continue. So says the Gemara, Amar Amemar, Meshicha bovi kochavim kone. Amemar says, Anovi kochavim is kone b'meshicha. This is big shaila in the Gemara a little bit, but more in the Rishonim. Which kinyanim work by Goyim? Which, within Goy to Goy, which kinyanim work specifically between Jew and Goy? Right? Tosas discusses this in a few places in Shas. One of them is right here. This big Tosas, Ravashi Yamar, discusses which kinyanim, right? This comes up whenever it's common to do a kinyan between a Jew and a non-Jew. Whether it's Erev Pesach, right? Whether it's a Jew who owns an animal who wants to pater it, mafkia, the kedushas bechor, right? That was very common in the days of old. So that's where the Rishonim discuss what kinyan is done. So Amemar says meshicha works. How do you know, Teda? What does he quote? He quotes a reality. He doesn't quote a source, right? Tosa says this is just what we might call a siman, not a siba. Obviously, this is not really the source. The source is a pasuk. But this is the asiman. Teita, tahani parsoi, mishadri pardashni ladadi. The Persians, these parsoi, send presents to each other, velo haji buhu, and they're not chozerbo. So you see, just sending the presents, and they each do a kinyan meshicha, they are makabal from each other, and they assume that is a kinyan. Right? That's what I just said was in Tosfos pardishni. Right? There's a makar for it. Right? It's not just, I'm sorry, the first Tosfos, Amar Meimar. Vidarsh la mischa. Fine. First answer. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says, the Bach takes out the next three words, as Rashi seems to do. Meshicha bovei kochavim ein kone. No, Meshicha does not work. Right? He argues, Mashiach does not work. V'haidu lo haji b'hu, why weren't they chozerbo even after they did the Mashiach? D'ramas ruchu d'nagat l'hu. They were a little haughty, meaning they, I'm gonna go back on my word. They wanted to make sure people thought of them as a very proper and strong, and so they wouldn't, go back on their word, and that's why, maker than they could have, because Mashiach doesn't work, but they wouldn't. Not that they couldn't. Amar Rav Ashi mina aminala. How do I know? How do I know Rav Ashi asked that Mashiach does not work by an Oved Kochavim? Mita Amar Luhu Rav Lahanu Savo Yasa. Rav said to these wine merchants, right, as we said, had yesterday also, Ki Kailisu Chamar Ovdei Kochavim, when you measure out wine to the Ovdei Kochavim, Shaklu Zuzi Minayu, first take their money, Vahadir Kailan Luhu, and then measure it out. So why was he so insistent about taking the money first? Ve'i lo nekita ba'dayu zuzei, and if they don't have any money with them to pay you, ozvinu, lend them the money, v'hadar shkilu minayu, and then take it from them, ki eche detevi alva gabayu. Right, because then they'll owe you the money, but either way, they'll have paid. De'i lo avdisu hachi, because if you don't make them pay first, ki kahavi ayin esech, bereshu saichu avikoi. If you don't make them pay first, then it's going to be yours, and that's going to be a problem. V'chi shaklisu, demei ayin esech, kashaklisu. Right, and then you're going to end up taking money for your Yayin Esech. So the Gemara says, why was Rav so makpid that the money should be, that the Ovdei Kochavim should pay? What do you mean, right? When he pulls it, right? When he picks it up. Ah, it must be Mashiach doesn't work. And if it's true that the Mashiach would work by an Ovdei Kochavim, so right when the guy pulls it, he's kone it, Yayin Esech lo havi adenagabe. Right, it's not Yayin Esach until he touches it. Right before he pulls the barrel. So, therefore, says Rav Ashi, this is why, from Rav's Kpeda, it must be that an Ovdei Kochavim cannot be Kone through Mashiach. Says the Gemara. No, maybe not. E de Kakail, we'll continue till the end of the section, and then we'll try to go back to the Tosfos. E de Kakail, Verami, Lamana, the Yisrael, Achanami. If it's true, if it was all a Jew measuring it into the mana of a Jew, that would be, you would have a raya. Why can't you just say Mashiach and it'd be koneit? What's the problem here? The Jew is measuring it out into the kalim of the non-Jew. And there's drops in the non-Jew's kli. So the non-Jew did not do any kinya Mashiach at all. Nothing. Kinya Mashiach really maybe does work. Here he's not doing a Mashiach. The Jew is pouring it into his kalim, so right when it hits it, it's going to be Ayin Esech mixed in. And we're going to get to whether Ayin Esech or Osir Bamashu. We'll get to that in Bamino. So that's why it is not a riot from the behavior of Rav. Says the Gemara.
Was brand new, okay.
So it's assuming it's that the Kli is not new. So anyway, he has there's Ayin Esech in the Kli of the Novi Kochavim. So the Gemara sof kimata la avira de manakanya. Wait a minute, still maybe right when it gets into the airspace of the kli of the non-Jew, it's already kona. The kli is already kona. Yainesach lo havi adamati la risa and yainesach until it hits the bottom demana. Right, so therefore, isn't it nikne anyway? Which kinyan is this working through? So I might have said kinyan chotzer of the kli. That's what I might have said. Rashi says one word here. Tovik Kochavim, Kanyo of the Kochavim, Behagba. Hagba? What kind of Hagba is there? Right? It's going into the Kli of the non-Jew. Says the Ritva, there's no Maisa here. What kind of Kinyan Hagba is Rashi talking about? Says the Ritva, let me just find the line. The Ritva here says, How you kone mishum agba when it gets in the airspace? You need an act. Or you call the animal, and the animal follows your instructions. That's like a hagba. Or pil b'chavilis muros, right? The classic. Not the classic, the unclassic, but the one that you never forget. Putting the vines underneath the legs of the elephant. How do you do a kinyaba on the elephant? So that's a kinyaba with the elephant, because you put the vines there. So here too, so what's going on here? There's no maisa. V'yesh lomar, says the Ritva, kivan da'avir shesofa lanua kamunach dami, v'ilunach hashiva hagba, u me'achshav hu me'yashir akli yofeh, The non-Jew here is positioning the kli. So if he's positioning the kli to properly catch the wine that's being poured in, maybe he's even holding it, so that's already enough. That's already considered a maisa enough, just like the vines under the elephant legs. That's already considered hagbah. You're right, if it's totally passive, that wouldn't be hagbah. But this is what the Gemara's suggestion is. So again, the Gemara is back to the question. So shouldn't this be good enough of a hagbah / meshicha? And you see, he didn't do this. So it must be that meshicha, he dafka told him to pay first. So back to the raya. So you see, meshicha is not kona. Answer, shmamino nitzo chibur. Maybe because nitzok is chibur, as we mentioned earlier, right? Because you're right when it goes into the airspace. But right when it hits the bottom, so then it's all connected. It's all connected. So even earlier, it's already yai nesach. So maybe that's why it wouldn't be allowed. So the Gemara says, lo, itan akali avikachavim l'kli b'yadei achanami. You're right. If the guy would be holding the kli and positioning it, as the Ritva just explained, then that would be a good enough of a meshicha, and meshicha would be koneh by a guy. It's sitting on the ground. The guy is not doing anything. So everything, therefore, becomes nasar before the guy makes a kinyan on it. Right? And therefore, he's not doing any kinyan hagbah. And that's why Rav did what he did. His kpeta. The ksos, again, second ksos of the day, Kuf Sali Dala discusses, is there kinyan chatzer by a guy? Right, if kasser works midin shlichus or midin yad, Gemara b'metzia. Right, if it works midin shlichus, maybe that's why he's excluded by a guy because ain't shlichus la'akum on a daraisa level. Is it midin yad? Does the guy have a yad? That's an important discussion in the achronim because the Gemara, the Rishonim here don't mention chatzer. Says the Gemara, particularly kalev. So what about his kalim? Right, the kalim of a person are kona. Right, so like Shvamina, maybe this proves the other general Shas topic. Kalev shal lokeach b'rishus mocher lo kana lokeach. Is this to teach me that the kalim of a buyer in the rishus of the seller is not kona? Right, is that true? So lo lemei melacha kana lokeach. Maybe the lokeach is kona in his kalim. V'achamayaskinah going to ika akeves yayin apuma de kuzanta. There's an okimta here. There's a lip at the top of the kli of the guy. So the second that it goes into the, and there's yayin nesach stuck in there. So right when the wine of the Jew is poured into the barrel on top, before it gets into the kalim, it already turns into yayin nesach. So that's why it's yayin nesach before the guy does the kinyan, to kama in sechlei. So every little bit is going to be a problem. Tosas here in hacha, what about bittel? What about bittel? It's a tiny little yayin. V'yitema liftalahu purta b'shishim, yesh lomar min b'mino hu v'ksavad lo batil. Maybe it's min bemino, lo batil, and again, that is, that's why it is not, that's why it's not batil. Also, discussion in the achronim here, what about mevatlin isolachachila? Right, does that relate to here, if you're pouring the wine in, if that's not your kavana, right, you're just having kavana to just pour wine into the barrel. Okay, stop there for a minute, by Ukeman. So there is a big discussion in Tosfos here about lemaisa. So lemaisa, does meshicha work by a guy? Which kinyanim do you use by a guy? When a rav sells the chametz to a guy, he does five kinyanim. Does all the different types of possibilities. Just to be safe, because there's so many machlokos in the Rishonim. What works? Right, if you look in the middle of this Tosfos, miyu rashi pirish, meshicha ono eno kovid ba'akum, ela bekesef, ein alacha grab yochan, el grab shimin lakish, shun the rav asfira lekavase. And then he quotes, V'harotze, in the middle of the big lines, V'harotze l'chush l'divei Rashi v'rabbeinu tam, Yetzirun b'choshish for both opinions, Hamakne behema la'ovei kochavim l'pochem min ha'bachora, if you're giving it to a guy to pater from Bachora, tzorach she'itin ovei kochavim kesef, v'gam meshichas ovei kochavim. Right, the guy has to give money, pay for it, and he should pull it. Besimta in a alleyway. Ola reshus lo v'kochavim shushalo. V'mein lo reshus lo v'kochavim makna lo a Yisrael cheder bebeso. He should lease out a room in his house lo v'kochavim yinol v'yiftach. Do a kinyan chazaka. Tabachi karnele le reshus. V'yachavim lo v'kochavim habel oso cheder. He should bring the animal into his cheder. So again, we try to cover our bases. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah summarizes. Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Pesach. Mishnah Berurah says, when talking about Mechiras Chametz in Tuf Mem Ches, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Yuzayin, Yesh Misha Omer, De Kinyano Shal Akum, Hu Kesef Dafka. Some say it's Dafka Kesef, and that's Rashi. V'yesh Omrim, Shein Akum Kone, Ela B'Meshicha L'Rishuso. Others say Dafka Meshicha, right? Rabbeinu Tam. Right, that's the 2 days. O bahagba, davar she'efshel agbiya. V'yesha kasvu od, this was not in our Tosfos, degam shar kinyan enogim ba'akum, kigon, k'nias metaltlin agav karka. What about kinyan agav? Kinyan chotzer, kinyan chalipin, then a kinyan sudar. Right, so all of these, different opinions. Elo she'zorach li'zor b'zeshe yesudar shal akum. V'lasagi she'edi ha'kinyan yitnu sudarim kamo Yisrael v'chulu. V'yesh b'fak b'kib b'kinyanim elu. V'omrim, t'lo m'sir kinyanim elu rak b'Yisrael. So what do you do? Ulinyam Dina, says the Mishnah Berurah, lechadchila bavadi tzarach lahaklos bekinyan gomer umuskam lekuliyama. You got to use a kinyan that's muskam to all. What is the what is that? Dahainu bekesef ume b'shicha biyachad meyachas shenogea beisur daraisu demal yira v'alkopanim b'shicha bavad yosi b'zeh gamkein alkopanim b'rova poskim. Aber b'diavad afim lo machar ela bekesef bavad o shemachar be'echem shakinyan shiskar nevav ela bepesach mutter. Since Chamis Avralav Pesach was only Drabanan, so B'di'evan, after Pesach, we could be Mekel and say the Kinyan was done. Even though Lachadchila, to prevent Bal Yerabba Yimatzeh, we try to do all the Kinyanim that are possible. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Ukiman, so who, Rav, who is very makpid to have the person pay first, right? Kuman, Delokar, Mishim, Gamliel, must be against Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says in 2 days daf. Ha'amar yimachar kulo avikachad and chutzbi tibei yayin esach shabo. Rav Shimon Gamliel says there's bittel, not bittel totally, but if yayin esach falls into a barrel, you could sell the barrel except for the value of the yayin esach. So if Rav is so makpid about paying first, so it must be that he's against Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Gemara says correct. Midi avi time el Rav. Ha'amar Rav halakar Rav Shimon Gamliel chavis b'chavis avalo yayin b'yayin. Rav says, Allah is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, when you have 10 barrels that got mixed up. One is the Yayin Esach barrel. Then you could sell the barrels for the value of 9. But if it's wine that gets mixed up, wine and wine in the same barrel, so then that, Rav says, I don't hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Say Nechinami, he's against. Meisvei. So 1 second, I'll ask you a kasha from something that we had earlier. Halokei akrutos ben odei kochavim. Remember, if you buy pieces of gold from an odei kochavim, right, or other broken shards. And you find some idols in there. And we had discussed this in Kalat Slamim. Imach lo nasan mos mashach yachzer. If he didn't pay yet, he pulls, then yachzer. V'im misha nasan mos mashach yolach yom ha-melech. If he already paid, then he has to give it, throw away the hana. Isach adatak mishicha v'kachavim kone. But if mishicha is kone, amay yachzer, why is he allowed to give it back? Right, Amemar says mishicha is kone. Right, so here it sounds like Mashiach is not Kone, right? Because it says if the issue is the money, right? The issue is the money, not the issue isn't the Mashiach. So Amar Abaya, Mishum de Mechzi Kimechatos. Abaya says because it looks like a Mechatos, and that's why, or it is a Mechatos. It was a Mashiach Batos because you weren't interested in getting an idol, so that's why it was all Tos. Amar Rava, Reishem Mechatos, the Seva La Mechatos, they're both. He should be able to be chosen by both. If it is, that's why it might be, Rashi might not have the girsa of mechzi in the first line. It is a megatos. So the Gemara says, it's both a megatos in both cases, because the Jew does not want these idols. So Elam Arava, Rashi Vaseva megatos. They're both megatos. So on a daraisa level, you should be able to give both of them back. Vereisha de lo yav zuze, the Jew did not give money in the first case. Lo mischazik havaras kochavi b'ad Yisrael. So he never paid the money. So therefore, just giving it back doesn't look like a deal, a mechira, because no money is changing hands. Seifa the avzuze mischazik avet chavim b'yad Yisrael. But in the seifa, it's worse. Why? Because if the Jew already paid, now he's getting money back and he's giving the idol back. It sounds like he's doing another sale, and that's why midrabanan we would say it looks bad. Amalei rakashisha b'edav chizlo ravashi tashma. Bring you another raya about Meshicha by a guy. Hamocher yein lo avdekochavim, our Mishnah. If you sell wine to a guy, pasak ad shalom madad, dam of mutarin. If you made the price before the measuring, so right when the guy picks it up, it's going to be mutar, because it's going to be his wine. V'yamer Meshicha avdekochavim eino kone, amai dam of mutarin. But if you say Meshicha doesn't work, so why, when he picks it up to measure it, is it considered his? Why is dam of mutar? Hachamai eskinan da aktim le'dinar. Maybe it means the guy already paid. He was ready, mocked him. I don't know how much this is going to be. You know what? Just take this and we'll work out the details. You owe me, I owe you. He was mocked him. He paid, he prepaid.
He prepaid, and that's why it belongs to the guy. So the Gemara says, "Yachi ema seifa." If he prepaid, so what about the next, the seifa of the Mishnah? Ma darat shalav pasak dama vasurin. If he prepaid, itakadim leidina my dama vasurin. But if he prepaid, so then it should belong to him already. So why even in the seifa are the damim maser? Amarle, he says, what according to you is better? You say Mashiach does work by a guy. Amai resha dama mutarin v'seifa dama vasurin. If you say Mashiach is kone, so why is there a chilek? If the reason in the Reisha is that Mashiach is kone, so the Seifa also. Why are Dama Vasurin? So Elamai Yisachal HaMeimar, Pasak Samcha, right, he did Mashiach in both. The difference is whether he agreed upon a price beforehand. Elamai Yisachal HaMeimar, Pasak Samcha Daite, Lo Pasak Lo Samcha Daite. The chilek between the Reisha and the Seifa is whether a price was set or not, which would then lead to a smichas das, whether I think it's really going to happen or not. So the didinami, so here, I'll make that chiluk too, forget Mashiach. Avagav dekadim ledinar, even if he prepaid him. Pasak, samchadaite, lo pasak, lo samchadaite. The issue of the Mishnah is not about Mashiach, or he doesn't have kavana to be kone, right, relates to that issue, until he has smichas das, and he only has smichas das once a price is set. So that's why this case is different. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Amalei Ravina and Hashem, we will continue as we get into the last couple of days here of Maseches Avodah Zarah.